You're listening to Aging Matters, care and comfort that surrounds you, a service of Transitions Life Care. It's your life, your care on FM 98.5, AM 680 WPTF, news, talk, traffic. Jason Kong here with Mary Lucas, and Mary, we're going to be shifting focus a little bit here, and we're going to go to the subject of veterans benefits, and this is a very murky subject as there's a lot of misinformation out there. And to help shine the light on the confusing world that is David Cole. He's president and founder of the Senior Veterans Council. Hey, David, thank you so much for coming on the show today.
You bet. Nice to be here.
You know, my grandfather is a veteran, and we struggled to find the right resources on these benefits. And when he was moving into an independent living facility with my grandmother, we just didn't realize what was out there. And not everyone knows that this benefit exists. So let's start with the basics. What is the aid and attendance pension benefit?
You know, it's a benefit that the VA itself says is the least known, most underutilized benefit that the VA has. Most people, when they think of veterans benefit, think of the wounded warriors coming back with conditions that they suffered while in combat or being hurt as what is called service connected. That's what more than 90% of the claims that the VA handles are, what is called service connected. This particular benefit called pension is confusing because the name itself causes people to say, well, I didn't retire from the Army or whatever, so why would I think I would get that benefit? But it actually goes back to the founding of the country. I have on my wall a certificate to my great-great-great-great-great-great-grandmother, who was the widow of a War of 1812 that got $4 a month. So it's not a brand new deal.
Mm-hmm. So who qualifies for this benefit?
Well, you don't have to have been in combat or been shot at. The veteran just needs to have served on active duty, not the reserves, not the guard. That can cause some confusion. But active duty sometime during a recognized wartime period. And that typically would be World War II, although we're seeing less and less of that. But the widows are still there. The World War II that ran from, you know, Pearl Harbor to the end of 1946. So we have a little extension of that period. You know, most people think the war ended when they dropped the big bomb in 45, but it extended to the end of 46 for the occupation period. Korea, which started up the middle of 1950, June, through January 31st of 55. And then Vietnam, which ran from, and it's really a confusing thing with Vietnam. It ran from 64 to 75, unless the veteran actually had boots on the ground in Vietnam prior to 64, when we had an advisory role there as a country. And then the Gulf War does now come in, and it actually started in 1990. And if you served anywhere in the world, and that covers a lot of veterans, after 1990, up to the present day, that's one requirement. So the service requirement. And then the next requirement is that you have reached a time in your life, for whatever reason, doesn't have to be service related, but you've reached a time where you now need help. Either you or your widow need help. And you need a protective environment. So the VA has this benefit that's been around a long time. That will pay up to $2,200 for a married veteran, or $1,200 a month for a widow, $19 for a single veteran, to help pay for your care. You were there when we needed you years ago during those forgotten wars. Now, you know, you need help, and so that benefit's there for you. But I'm just going to observe to your question, nobody knows about this stuff. It's been, you know, you can't have a government benefit, you know, God bless them, that's been around that long. It's not layered in a lot of bureaucracy. So we are not the VA. We don't work for the VA. We're not paid by the VA, but we are privately accredited. We're licensed by VA General Counsel out of Washington, D.C., to do this work as professional advocates. People engage us in much the same way that you might go to a H&R Block or a CPA to do your taxes if you don't want to deal directly. So, and we're also certified, I don't want to run on here, but we're also certified Medicaid planners. And as you know, in transitions, Medicaid hospice sort of benefits are tremendous. We get a lot. In fact, we get referrals from the transitions folks. So it dovetails to that. So it's important to understand how that fits in with Medicaid, Medicare, and hospice.
Absolutely. I want to be super clear because I've heard you mention a couple times in making sure the audience understands. It's not just the veteran, but it's also their spouse or widow that received this benefit, correct?
Right. So if there's a widow who took care of the veteran during his life, they don't have to have been married while they were in the service, but they got married at some point. She took care of him until he died, and she did not remarry. Then the widow has a widow's benefit. That's correct.
Wonderful. And what can you use the money towards?
Well, it's a pension benefit. It's a cash payment to the veteran or widow paid directly to them, just like Social Security. And they can use it pretty much for anything. But typically it's there and people use it to pay for home health care or facility coverage or other things they need.
Wonderful. And how do you get this process started and what kind of documents are needed in the application process?
Well, when you reach that point, maybe before, but if you see that freight train coming, you know, hey, we're not getting any younger here, you would want to call the VA. And I'm going to give you now, your listeners might get a pencil out, I'm going to give you what's called the National VA Pension Center Hotline. It's a dedicated line for this particular benefit. You know, the VA's got a lot of things going on, but this one's dedicated to the pension benefit. It's 877-294-6380. That's 877-294-6380. And they are generally a wealth of information, although it is like calling the IRS. But you'd call them, go to the VA website, va.gov/pension. If you get confused, again, we serve as professional advocates. You could call our office, which is 919-825-1300. There's an intake form on our website, which is Senior Veterans, with an S on the end, seniorveterans.com. Call the office and schedule a time to talk to a benefit advisor, because I will be on, you know, not to throw the VA under the bus, but they're not necessarily as clear as they can be on what's possible. Many times the answer is no, because they don't have they don't want to walk, you know, like calling the IRS, you know, no, you can't deduct that, but a CPA might be able to tell you how. So yeah, that's, you get started, you get the information. There's a video on our website that's 30 minutes long, but covers a lot of information and generally will make you the most popular person in town, because everyone's got people that are aging out. So yeah, that's how you gather the general information, and then VA or us or other VA accredited agents are out there.
Wonderful. One last question for you. How long will it take to start receiving money once you've put in the application and that process is started?
Loaded question, and it does. It's a very complex process. I will tell you that our methodology, from the time a person calls us and says, yeah, let's get this going, probably 4 or 5 months till the claim is actually awarded, but it can be retroactive back several to the claim date that's established when you start the process. Other times we get phone calls from people that have been battling this for 2 years because it's back and forth. It's a big bureaucracy, right?
Absolutely.
It really is, and these are difficult waters to navigate, and that's why it's so important, if you do pursue something like this, to make sure that you've got someone with the accreditations that David mentioned. And again, David Cole, he's the president and founder of the Senior Veterans Council. You can find them online at seniorveterans.com, or you can also call 919-825-1300. 919-825-1300.
I should interject,
yes,
Senior Veterans Council, and council is C-O-U-N-C-I-L, Senior Veterans with an S, council.com.
Sorry, I got that URL wrong. Again, seniorveteranswithanscouncil.com. David, thank you so much for joining us today. We really appreciate you taking some time and sharing some very helpful information.
Great. Enjoy the week.
Thank you, David.
As well. Taking a quick break. We'll be back with more. Stick around. You're listening to Aging Matters, care and comfort that surrounds you, a service of Transitions Life Care. It's your life, your care on FM 98.5, AM 680 WPTF, news, talk, traffic.